WRXR, Rossville, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. Your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize You studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome into the program, everybody. Happy Monday. And hopefully you've enjoyed the beautiful weather, but not been outside too much. Or if you did, brought a raincoat. What a random day of weather here in the Tennessee Valley. We start with storms, then we stop, and then we start, and we stop again, and we start. You know what? Sean must feel like he's on another one of his 10 vacations in Florida, because with all the rain we've been getting, but hopefully you're on your way home. Hopefully that's going to let up for a little bit, because you know what, Mother Nature? We've got it. We've got enough for a while. Just let us hang out. Let some of these rivers go down a little bit, then we'll talk at the, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks from now. So anyway, happy Monday, everybody. It is indeed time for Racing Talk Radio, and we have got a lot to talk about. We're talking about Kansas. We're talking about another win for Kyle Larson. Where does that put him on the all-time list? And you know what? Kind of may shock you, some of the names he's in and around and have already passed. Big win for the number five. And of course, now we head towards North Wilkesboro, easy for me to say. And the All-Star festivities are right around the corner. So sit back, relax. It's going to be a good one. It's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. I am Casey, and alongside me, at least I think so, because I am looking at the TV monitor, and even though he's across from me, I don't see him on the video, so he may not really be here. It's Sean Whitfield, Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, good evening in North Wilkesboro.
Yeah.
I'm from North Georgia.
I'm just trying to get into the vernacular of the region. Dang do North Wilkesboro.
I couldn't pass up,
That's a dang do North Wilkesboro.
Grabbing you a little bit there.
Where'd you get my even Chickamauga, man?
Well, what a Monday. It depends on what part of town you're in as to whether you've had rain or whether you've had cloudy skies or a little bit of sunshine. Here at the Optimize You studios on Lee Highway, we got a little sun right now, but it wasn't but about an hour ago that the bottom was falling out.
Don't say it out loud. It may go away.
And I was coming back from Hickson in the 3 o'clock hour, and it was just pouring down up there. It's like the bottom fell out up there. And I get about halfway down 153, somewhere around Jersey Pike, Shalifer Road, and it hadn't even rained. The highway was completely dry. And, I mean, it just poured bucket loads on 153 there in Hickson around the Northgate Mall area and in that area right through there. So you just never know this time of the year where you're going to have rain.
Yeah, and it has been some unusual weather, but I mean, it's, you know, I guess we say that every year. Maybe it's weird every year, or maybe we just always forget, but it does seem like we've had more rain lately. Mm-hmm. And when they say it's going to rain, they're like, it'll be just a little rain. And then here it comes, 2 inches. So,
yeah, and that's the thing, that this time of year, the rainfall is like an inch and a half, 2 inches at a time, where normally, you know, during other times of the year, you go, man, if we could just get an inch of rain.
Just a little bit
more. You know, we just need a little bit of rain is all we need. And I think right now we have exceeded our rainfall so far for the year from where we normally are on the old rain gauge. So, you know, we need to be thankful. There's some parts of the country that are possibly in a drought condition. So having plenty of rainwater is not a bad thing.
Still a problem, but it's a better problem than the alternative,
that's,
I guess.
That's so. Right. I guess it makes it a little difficult digging those holes, putting those fence posts in. And
you know what? Actually, it makes the holes easier to dig, but it's hard to keep the concrete dry until it goes in there.
Or maybe water seeps out of the hole.
Yeah, it's it can be a little difficult to make it stay.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But I had a great weekend. Got a lot done. Got my yard mowed early Saturday morning before the showers came. And boy, it's looking all green and just looking like a just a well manicured green carpet. It looks so good right now.
It is one of the things that everything is about as green and flowery as can be right now. So that kind of part of it's nice.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And got Mother's Day in. Took my mom, Kim and I did, my wife and I took my mom and dad out to dinner last night, and good to visit with them. So thankful for that. And all the moms out there listening, I hope you had a wonderful Mother's Day, and I hope all you guys took care of moms as well as if the mom happened to be your wife, hopefully you took care of her as well.
So I had this discussion at work, and I know the right answer, but still, I'm just rant for a minute. So, you know, I'm married and I have a daughter that's about to be 11. And why am I stuck buying something for Mother's Day when my wife is not my mom? Now, yeah, she's a great wife and a great mom and she does all these things, but like Mother's Day is for your mom or your mother-in-law or whatever, but not my mom. Why am I stuck having to do all these things? But then again, I'm not going to like take a stand and not do something because, oh boy, that would go bad too.
Well, your situation is a little different. Yours is very unusual compared to most guys, because if you didn't do anything, you would be really in trouble. Well, you would be like in the doghouse.
I think there are plenty of wives or husbands out there that if they didn't get something for their wives on Mother's Day, they would be in trouble.
Yeah. Well, my mother reminded me last night why she deserved something for Mother's Day, because she told me that she carried me for 36 hours in labor when I was born. And it was like having a log or something. I don't know.
Did she describe it that way?
She didn't say that, but she just said I was really big.
she couldn't. And
she went through labor with me for 36 hours, which I did not know that till last night.
Now, how long was she in labor with your brother?
I have no idea.
See,
we didn't get that deep into the conversation.
I would want to know, because you know, you know, the Whitfields, they always tend to be nicer to your brother.
We grown big.
They're nicer to your brother, so I wonder if like she was like, well, I kept him 38 hours because I liked him more.
I don't know. That didn't even cross my mind. I was just thinking, well, you know. Matter of fact, my dad even said, yeah, you need to do something nice for your mom every time you have your birthday.
Yeah. I bet old Stanley's like, I was so tired of hearing her complain about that.
Yeah. So anyway, hopefully everybody out there had a nice Mother's Day. And got some things done this past weekend. I hope everybody did as well. The Pope, we got a new Pope last week. You're Catholic. I thought about you last
week.
Very
cool, yeah.
And so that's got to be a big thing, especially the fact that it's the first American Pope.
Yeah, so the last Pope, Pope Francis, was like the first South American Pope or the first one in like forever, because most of the popes and usually coming from a European country. And this was the first American Pope. So he's from, he's from Chicago.
Yeah, from Chicago.
Went to school at Villanova, which is Philadelphia. Yeah. And you know what? It's pretty cool to, you know, see an American go up there to the church's highest office. So,
you know,
kind of cool.
I was talking to Barry Quarter. He does On the Move Radio with me and Amy. And Barry grew up Catholic, went to a Catholic school. We were talking about this on the Move Radio Saturday, and he had said there had been some comments that some people were saying, well, the reason he was elected is because of the pressures of it needed to be an American Pope this time, or was relating it to the President Trump. I mean, all kinds of crazy stuff. And I said, you know, what it boils down to is he had a resume that was extremely worthy of serving in that position.
There's so much that goes on being a pope. Not only are you and I act like I know, but
now you went through Catholic school not long ago.
So you're the head of the church, and set the religious part aside, you're a head of the church. Like you're kind of president of the church. There's a lot of delegation that goes on. There's a lot, I mean, the Catholic Church has had plenty of things it needs to kind of get its hands a lot of things it needs to clear up. Apparently this last Pope was really good at spreading love and the message of Jesus, but some of the other stuff fell behind. There's some debt issues, there's some, you know, different you know, whatever issue.
He was a different type of Pope compared to the most. Is
correct.
That
like
fair assessment?
Pope Francis was super cool, but he wasn't so good at the administration side of it. So they needed someone that could come in and had a little experience of that. And apparently this guy's pretty good, but who knows? I mean, I go to church every week. I'm a pretty faithful Catholic, and I don't know the Pope has a lot to do with my day to day, but it was very cool just to see. I never thought we'd have an American Pope, but we do. That's cool.
Yeah. Barry posed this question to Amy and I on the Move Radio, and I thought it was interesting to think about it. No one had ever even brought this up to me. Say you were out one night and you saw a spaceship land, and an alien came off the spaceship and came up to you and says, "Take me to your leader." Who would you take him to?
Who would I take him to? Obviously my wife.
Well,
she's in charge, bro.
Well, I guess. But
in America, I would say, yeah, you got to talk to the president.
Well, that's what I thought.
But I wouldn't go to
our buddy Jeff Stiles. He said the Pope.
I mean, that would be the religious leader, I would guess.
Yeah. So his point was, is when people think of who is the living, I guess it would say, highest power in the Christian religion, would it be the Pope?
I think so.
I told Barry, I said, Pastor Tony at Silverdale Baptist.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's, you know, the Catholic Church is the largest.
What is it? 1.1 billion?
Yeah. And it's all unified. Like, technically, that's what apostolic means. Like, there's a succession in place. So,
yeah.
There's a ton of Baptists, but there's not like a head Baptist dude. There's a bunch of different sects of Baptists.
And Catholics.
SECTS.
Being worldwide.
Yeah. And I'm sure there's some Baptists in other countries, but Catholicism is worldwide.
Probably scattered.
It would probably be the biggest, I guess, the leader of the biggest denomination.
Yeah.
But you know what? Here's the thing. I don't know. Like, is there like a leader of the Jewish people? I don't know. You could get really
fascinating.
I have no
to think
idea.
About.
It is very interesting, but I'm not sure. I would probably be like, you need to talk to Krista. Krista, where do these aliens go? Okay.
Yeah. Wherever she told you to tell them. So how was your weekend?
Oh man, didn't do anything. Saturday because the weather, and Sunday just did some, you know, went to church, went to eat. Evelyn and I cleaned up around the house and did some things that we thought would make mama happy. Listen to this. Okay. I do have to tell a story on myself. This is how smart I am. Last week it was Nurses Week and I knew Mother's Day was coming up. So what do? Call and get flowers delivered for Friday, right? I'm thinking home run.
Well, first of all, tell everybody why is it a big deal in Nurses Week?
Cause my wife's a nurse.
Okay.
So
I just wanted you to slide that in there.
She's the head nurse. Anyway. So I'm thinking, I'm about to hit a home run, okay? So Thursday night at home, we're sitting there talking. She reminds me, she's not going to be at work Friday. She's going to be at Evelyn's school for field day. So I had to call the florist first thing in the morning. Do not deliver those flowers.
Did you get them stopped?
I said, yeah, there's no big deal. I said, I'm going to come by and get them on the way home. Guess who forgot to get them on the way home? It's Sunday morning and the florist calls me and it's like, are you going to come pick up your flowers? And so I did. And
so they were open on Sunday?
Well, because they were selling to the public. Everybody wants to stop and get flowers on Sunday. Huh. So I was able to bring them home, but just wasn't quite the...
Man, you got lucky there because...
The brownie points or the bonus that I was expecting.
Because they could have very easily said, or it could have very easily worked out where they weren't open on Sunday. Matter of fact, I'm surprised they were open on Sunday.
Well, they set
regardless
up,
of the fact it's Mother's Day.
They set up and try to sell flowers to all the people for Mother's Day.
Huh.
Right there on East Brainerd Road, my brother.
Oh, is it right there next to the Armandos?
Yeah, you didn't stop and get some for your mom?
Did you
bring your mother flowers?
I did get her flowers, but that's not where I got them.
Well, then. I love my wife.
Is that where you buy your flowers?
Yeah.
Is it a good place?
I call them. They know my name. Boom. Nowhere to take them.
Is it a good place?
I like them a lot.
Huh.
Now, I just give them a dollar amount and say, y'all go crazy and do something cool.
And this is next to the Armandos.
Yeah.
Huh.
Tell them I told you to call.
I didn't think that was much
of
a flower place.
You need to have them delivered to Mama Bear's place of work. And she gets everybody in the news department just gets to go, oh, Sean sure does love marijuana.
Well, she does love flowers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably a good suggestion.
But flowers cost money. I know you hate that.
Well, you're right about that, too. So how did the flowers look?
Oh, great. Huge.
They were huge?
Yeah, they did great.
Well, did you gain any brownie points?
No, because, like I said, the whole thing was lost. Well, I mean, like, she was like, oh, those are pretty.
No, it didn't sound like the whole thing was. It sounds like you were lost.
Absolutely. If they get delivered to work and all the girls at work go, that's where the real, that's where the magic's made.
Boy, you're going to have to be on top of your game better than that.
That's even when I'm trying, I'm wrong.
Golly. All right. We are going to talk about NASCAR.
Maybe.
We do have a race to discuss. We were at Kansas Speedway yesterday, and we've got a variety of topics to discuss. A little bit later in the program, we're going to talk about Hendrick Motorsports. Last week, I shared with you some information regarding the net worth and the type of income these NASCAR Cup drivers have. Well, got to talk about some of the teams. Today, we're going to talk about Hendrick Motorsports. Next week, we'll talk about another team and then another team until we've covered the top teams. But I think you may be surprised with some of the information I have to share, and then some of it will not surprise you. We're going to be breaking that down. Also, too, we'll bring you up to date on the lawsuit between Legacy Motor Club and Rick Ware Racing. I want to thank you so much for joining us. We got a lot more NASCAR straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back faster than the last lap at Talladega. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
More NASCAR ahead with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Now, back to the show. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr. You know what? We're here every Monday, 6, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. Kyle Larson, dominant performance. Starts first, finishes first. Another win for the number 5. Another win for Hendrick Motorsports and Chevrolet. As Kyle will kind of reminds everyone, hey, I'm really good. And I tell you what, race win 34 in his career. You'll be surprised at just who all that puts him close to. And, of course, that's the last points race for a little bit, because now, coming up this weekend, how is it we already here? But it is the All-Star race. So
yeah,
that's North hard to believe. Wilkesboro, that doesn't seem right. Then we head to Charlotte on May 25th for the Coca-Cola 600. And then to Nashville. So, whoa, NASCAR will be right in our backyard again. So there you have it. What's coming up? All-Star race, one of the big boys, one of the crown jewels of NASCAR, and then back to Nashville.
Kyle Larson absolutely dominated yesterday, and not only did he dominate in the race, he is now taking over control of the NASCAR Cup Series point standings. And he is racing his fair share of sprint cars, as well as he is getting ready to go practice this Tuesday for the Indianapolis 500. So that guy's got a lot going on.
Busy feller.
He's going to try to pull the double. Last year, you might remember, he attempted at that, but due to weather issues, things didn't work out all that well. But hoping that he will be successful with that. You know, Casey, you think back to the drivers that have tried to do the double, run the Indianapolis 500 and the Coca-Cola 600. The driver that stands out in my mind, and correct me if I'm wrong, that probably was the most successful with that would have been Kurt Busch. Would you agree? Or have I got my drivers mixed up?
I was just about to ask you, no one's ever had real success, like threatening to win either, but I think
because Tony Stewart's done it.
Tony's done it.
Kurt Busch has done
it. Kurt Busch did it.
Did Casey Mears do it?
Casey Mears did not do it. I want to say Jimmy wanted to, may have done it in his last year. Well, you know what? We need to look into that. Keselowski made it?
I think Jimmy Johnson did do it.
Because Penske had a race. We'll have to look into that, but nobody's had a lot of success. Here's my problem. I don't think you do it if you're like, hey, you do it to check it off the list. You don't do it if you truly think you're competitive in both races, because I don't think anybody can be. Mm-hmm. But also, I think it keeps you from being really competitive in one race.
Yeah. Yeah, and then also that comes along with you've got a ride, being a team that's going to be willing to put you in a car, and that team has got satisfactory sponsorship. So all the things have to line up in order for it to be successful. Of course, if you'll remember last year, Kyle Larson won the race at Kansas. He nipped Chris Buescher and set a NASCAR record of 0.001 seconds to win the race. A little different this year. He won in dominating fashion. He led 221 laps of 267. He won both stages and collected the bonus points for the fastest lap of the race, which moved him up to leading the driver's point standings, which we'll get into in just a moment. But Larson's 32nd career win ties him with NASCAR Hall of Famer and NBC analyst Dale Jarrett for the 29th on the all-time victory list. Great day for Kyle Larson, no question about it.
Yeah, dominant performance by he and the number 5 team. Maybe not the most exciting unless you're a Kyle Larson fan, but he did kind of remind everyone, number one, I'm very good, and number two, I've been very good for a long time. A little shocked that 32 wins gets you tied with Dale Jarrett. Next on the list is Fireball Roberts, and then at 34 wins, two more contemporaries, Martin Truex Jr. and Kurt Busch. So, he's knocking on the door some big names. I don't know.
And he's still got a lot of racing to do.
I feel like it's too young to talk Hall of Fame, but obviously he's clicked off all the credentials you need.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I don't know how many more years he's got, but I would say he's got quite a few. He certainly got more years than the other Kyle Busch, in my opinion. So we'll have to wait and see how his career ends up. Let's dive into the results of the NASCAR Cup Series at Kansas. And this was the third victory and ninth top 10 finish in 2025 for Kyle Larson. This is his third victory and 12th top 10 finish in 21 races at Kansas Speedway. Christopher Bell came in second. He posted his eighth top 10 finish in 11 races at Kansas Speedway. It's his eighth top 10 finish in 2025. Ryan Blaney came in third. He posted his ninth top 10 finish in 21 races at Kansas. In fourth, we had Chase Briscoe. Fifth, Alex Bowman. Sixth, Josh Berry. Seventh, Ryan Priest. Eighth, Chris Buescher. Ninth, Joey Logano. And 10th, John Hunter Nemechek.
Other drivers of note, Austin Cindric in the 11th spot, Chase Elliott, 15th, Tyler Reddick, 17th, Ross Chastain, 18th, SVG, 20th, Kyle Busch, 21st, Austin Dillon, 22nd, go down the list a little bit, Cole Custer in 25th, Ty Gibbs, 28th, not a great day for Bubba Wallace, 33rd, or Denny Hamlin in 36th, Brad Keselowski in 37th, Sean, starts 36th, finishes 37th.
There were 267 laps for 400.5 miles. And race number 12 in the NASCAR Cup Series, there were seven caution flags for 37 laps and 15 lead changes among nine drivers. Let's talk for just a moment about those last three drivers you mentioned. Brad Keselowski, he appeared to be on pace to avoid the issues of having a poor race. And he got bit there at the end. On lap 179, things didn't go well for lap 196. And it put Brad Keselowski into the wall, into turn one. And as you mentioned, 37th place finish.
I mean, they haven't been strong when he's staying out of trouble. And then you finally look like, all right, maybe we're getting some footing underneath this. Maybe we're going to have a race that I can do something with. And then to have that happen, it's got to be just feeling snake bit. Not only am I not any good, when I try to get good, something bad happens. That's just if there was a team that needed a reset of some sort, go out to the All-Star race and just win $1 million for no reason. I don't know that this team's it's hard to watch.
Oh yeah. You're right. He is almost the driver in the team that everybody is sort of, whether you're a fan of his or not, you're sort of secretly pulling for him because you know that the talent is much greater than the results have been. And Brad Keselowski has had a outstanding NASCAR Cup Series career. And ever since he left Penske and went to RFK, his career has just gradually continued to go backwards.
Yeah, he seems to have thread the line of like the guy that doesn't, I mean, he's never been scared to say what he wants, mm-hmm. but it's also, he's always stayed very likable. And yeah. I mean, Sean, he won a championship pretty early on in his career in a Dodge Charger. That's how long ago it was. He's the guy you just assume was going to win another, then another, and here we go. And it's kind of stalled out at Penske a little bit. Hey, I get it. Let's go do our own thing. It takes a while to get rolling. Then it looks like, okay, these guys are going to have some success. He's going to be re-energize Roush. But this year has been a giant step back. And at a time in his career where you start thinking, are there any steps forward left? And you hate to think that because, yes, he is a guy it's pretty easy to root for.
Yeah. Do you ever think he has those moments sitting in his motor coach or driving down the highway and he says, why did I leave what I had at Penske?
Just goes, what have I done?
Yeah. Had one of those kind of conversations with himself.
I guarantee you, he's been out there before and a Penske car has just flown by him and he just goes, oh, man, I remember that.
To where he could have spent several more years, get towards the end of his career, and then start thinking about the future of team ownership. Because he had a good thing going when he was at Penske.
Yeah.
Plus, he probably had a whole lot less stress on him because he wasn't running a company or assisting running a company. And anybody that's in business or been in business knows there is a fair share of anxiety that comes along with that.
Well, I think you see the early success of Trackhouse. You see how Tony Stewart's, you know, when he had his team had stepped out. And at that time, they were coming off a really strong year. You think, all right. You know, there's never a right time. It's going to be scary no matter what, but I think we can do this. And I'm sure, you know, the legacy of Roush makes it easier to say yes to something like that. But,
well, here's what gets me.
I'll tell you what, when they do the documentary, this is that really low time before things turn around, if they do turn around.
Here's what gets me is you hear a lot of these team owners say, oh, you don't make any money. You know, if you want to be an owner in NASCAR Cup Series, good luck, because you don't make any money. I've heard various drivers or team owners say that, which I have a hard time believing that that's the way it is with every team. I think Rick Hendrick, as an example, has said that that Hendrick Motorsport doesn't make any money. So why are some of these drivers, like Tony Stewart when he was, Kevin Harvick, Kyle Busch, they've both been team owners in the lower series, and then like Brad Keselowski, they can't get there fast enough. They, you know, that's one of their goals in life is to be a team owner. And it makes you question them when you look at some of the history of how drivers and team ownership hasn't necessarily been the best pathway to finish out their career.
Well, listen, you know, money, I guess you would say money's not everything. And also when really wealthy people say, I don't make any money, that never really means they don't make any money. It means I'm not making the kind of money that I would like to on this. But I think it's always, if you're into something, if you're into a sport, if you're into a business, I mean, to be the boss, to be the one that actually makes all the decisions, and to be the one that, instead of being frustrated, why aren't we doing this, gets to be in charge and say, this is how we're going to do things. I think that's always on people's radar. But it's always tougher than people think.
He possibly should have followed the business path that Denny Hamlin has.
Keep driving and then make one?
Well, no. You start your own team. You find your right place for that. You're a team owner. But you continue to enjoy the success with the team and organization that you're with that puts you where your career has gone to.
He would just need to find the greatest of all time in a different sport and form a team. He needed to call Peyton Manning or Tom Brady and say, we need to form a NASCAR team together. And then, you know, that's what Denny did. Got Jordan on the horn. So let's do this.
Well, yeah, that could have been that, because he went to an organization, Roush Fenway, that was already established, and there probably wasn't a lot of opportunity to get everything you want, but certainly it was the path that Brad Keselowski chose. By the way, you mentioned a little bit Michael Jordan, or insinuated Michael Jordan. Saw in the news today where Michael Jordan's just signed a contract to be an analyst.
A special analyst.
For NBC during the NBA.
Yeah, during the NBA. Now, I'm guessing he's not going to be on TV a lot because he's not going to do anything he doesn't want to do, but there'll be a few segments with the greatest of all time, and that's just cool to hear his perspective on things.
Yeah, for sure. All right, when we come back, we'll get into the driver's standings. We'll also get into a little bit of NASCAR news, and we'll speak a little bit about Hendrick Motorsports. We got all that straight ahead. We want to thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your day. If you miss any portion of today's broadcast or any past episodes, you can find us at your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. Or go to our website at racingtalkradio.com. And we are coming to you live from the Optimize You studio. More NASCAR straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back quicker than Sean can drink another Monster Energy. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Do you love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Housing inventory is up in 2025. And as your local realtor in Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia, I can help you navigate today's market. Visit athomechattanooga.com. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
This is the fastest hour in radio with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR you need to know. Big win for Kyle Larson, his third of the season, and now joins only Christopher Bell as the drivers with more than two wins. So it's the Kyle Larson, Christopher Bell show so far this year. Only one of the driver with the multiple wins, and that's old Denna Hamlin at number two, but he did not have a great day. And now all the attention turns towards North Wilkesboro and All-Star Weekend, Sean. So, you know what? No points, just money, which all these guys could use a little bit more of that, right?
They're all short of that. That's right now, yeah.
Coming up this weekend. So you'll have the All-Star pre-race where everyone, two people will get to race their way into the All-Star race, and then you'll have the actual All-Star race. So that'll be a good one.
It was cool putting the All-Star race at North Wilkesboro last year, and it is again this year. However, we did hear NASCAR announce that the series, the final series race of the season, will be moved around. Don't you agree that the All-Star race should also fall under that category as a race that's moved around?
I do. I like it. All-Star races are exhibitions that celebrate the game, essentially. So, I mean, every other sport moves theirs around, except for the NFL, which basically stopped having a Pro Bowl because no one wants to get injured. But, yeah, just keep taking it to different places. Use this where you try out something you want to do the next year that you've got in the pipeline. You know, a road course race, wherever. All right, let's try that for All-Star weekend. You know, an old track we hadn't been to in forever. North Wilkesboro, awesome. You know, something cool. I like that. So hopefully NASCAR will keep, keep the spirit of changing things up.
Yeah, I would agree. Let's get into the driver standings of the NASCAR Cup Series. Kyle Larson has taken the lead over second place William Byron. He's 35 points ahead of the second place position. Third is Christopher Bell, 85 points behind the leader. Fourth is Chase Elliott. Fifth, Ryan Blaney. Sixth, Tyler Reddick. Seventh, Denny Hamlin. Eighth, Alex Bowman. Ninth, Joey Logano. And 10th, Bubba Wallace.
In 11th spot, Ross Chastain. 12th, Chris Buescher. 13th, Chase Briscoe. 14th, Austin Cindric. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Sean, on the inside of the top 16. He's sitting at 15th. Ryan Preece has moved up to number 16. That's two spots ahead of 18th, Kyle Busch. God. Our buddy Michael McDowell, 21st. Austin Dillon, 22nd. None of that matters, though, because Josh Berry has a race win, and he's in 17th. So he would flip with 16th spot Ryan Preece if the playoffs were to start today, which they're not, but half the season's about over.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that there's anything else we could possibly say the rest of the season if Kyle Busch and Brad Keselowski's season continues to go the way it's going.
Let's play a game called Above or Below, and I'm going to give you a name. You're not you're looking at it, aren't you? It's no problem. I was going to say, are they above or below Brad Keselowski in the standings?
I don't even know where Brad is in the standings.
Riley Herbst. Above or below?
Oh, Brad, yeah. He's above.
Above! I mean,
even old Austin Dillon's ahead of
Austin Dillon. Shane Brad Van Gisenberg. Below. All right, Brad's got him beat. Jimmy Johnson only has one start, but is only four positions behind.
Wow.
That's wild.
Yeah. All right, I want to share some information about Hendrick Motorsports. Last week we talked about some of the net earnings and net worth of some of the drivers. Let's talk about some of the teams today. We're going to talk about Hendrick Motorsports. Hendrick Motorsports is one of the largest NASCAR operations in racing. Its main campus is in Concord, North Carolina. It spans 430,000 square feet over 140 acres, housing 12 buildings, including a race shop, a museum, and an engine shop. The team also employs 600 people.
That's a lot.
Yeah, 600
that's a big. Those are twice a month. They cut a pretty big check for staff, I bet.
I would say you're right. Hendrick Motorsports has won a record of 14 car owner championships and over 250 points paying race victories in the premier NASCAR Cup Series. Now, the backbone behind Hendrick Motorsports is Hendrick Automotive. That's where Rick Hendrick has his day-to-day job and where his fortune has came from. And you might wonder, okay, well, just how big is Hendrick Automotive? Well, Hendrick Automotive Group is a large automotive retail organization. It employs more than 11,000 people across 95 dealerships. Matter of fact, Hendrick Cars has quite a few dealerships that were in Kansas City, Kansas yesterday. 21 collision centers and 4 accessory distributor installers in 13 states. The company is the largest privately held automotive retail group in the United States. It's generated over $12.2 billion in revenue. Hendrick Automotive Group is now, it's the largest privately held dealership group. They sell over 185,000 vehicles and servicing nearly 2.5 million cars and trucks. Now, oftentimes, if you watch Barrett Jackson on television, and you're familiar with Barrett Jackson.
Yeah, where they have the fancy cars that get auctioned off for big money.
Right, and many times you're going to see Rick Hendrick at that event. Rick Hendrick owns a private collection of 220 collector cars, including 122 Corvettes that he stores in a 58,000-square-foot Heritage Center in Concord, North Carolina. This collection is renowned for its unique and meticulous maintained vehicles, including Roy Orbison's 1967 Corvette and two Corvettes that once belonged to King Leopold III of Belgium.
King Leopold?
Leopold, yeah.
Roy Orbison, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Do you know who that is, Sean?
I do. I was never a big fan of his.
What song did you like?
I have no idea. Didn't he play the piano?
No. Roy Orbison was he was a musician, kind of a pop. I mean, but back in the day, I don't know. You ever heard the song Pretty Woman?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Walking down the street.
That's Roy Orbison.
Okay. Yeah. That's not on my playlist on my iPhone.
If it ain't Shinedown, Sean don't like it.
I hadn't listened to that song in a long time. But just imagine 58,000 square foot museum. Many people out there listening today may have seen or has heard of the museum that Corky Coker has here in Chattanooga, back behind the Chattanooga Convention Center. Well, it is a showplace. I mean, it is a beautiful museum, and I think he's probably got about, I don't know, 50 cars in there or so. And then he's got another inventory of classic cars, I think, out at his farm, the best I recall him sharing. So I've always thought, man, what a collection. And you hear Jay Leno's got this collection, but just imagine what Rick Hendrick's collection looks like. I mean, 220.
You think he's got more than Rick?
Who?
I mean, or than Jay Leno?
I wouldn't be a bit surprised. I don't know how many cars Jay Leno's got, but I mean, we're talking 220 collectors.
Think of the amount of the money that's tied into that stuff. Because, I mean, that's basically, you think it's an investment, but it's not like, it's not on a book anywhere, right? It's not stocks that are continuing to, I don't know, you can see and be tied. I mean, that's millions and millions of dollars of personal wealth that nobody's got hands on. That's pretty good.
Yeah, just imagine the security that's on that building. I mean, there's probably video cameras everywhere.
Probably that controls humidity.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I bet you it is just over the top. 58,000 square feet. And whenever you see Barrett Jackson and you see Rick Hendrick on there buying Corvettes many times, I mean, these Corvettes he's buying, it seems like one of the last Barrett Jacksons I saw, there was a Corvette that he was buying. It was maybe around 700,000. I mean, it's just over the top.
At what point? I mean, I don't know. Like at some point, haven't you bought all the ones you want? Is there still one out there you can't have when you have that many? I'm not a big collector of things. My dad loved collecting baseball cards, and he got into like collecting money and all this kind of. It's never been my thing, but at some point you'd have to think like, all right, I've collected them.
Yeah.
You know, I think cool things like you've got for display purposes is one thing, but I can't imagine having, because all that stuff does require, you know, some maintenance. You got to have a shop. Yeah. You got to have someone. Yeah, I'm assuming you want to take them out every now and again.
Yeah, you got to crank them up, keep the batteries charged up. They may even change the oil every so often. You're right. I mean, I would say he's probably got one or two employees full time that maybe manage
and just calls him. Hey, bring around the 36 Roadster. I feel like going to getting a sandwich today.
Yeah, just
you got it, boss.
Think about it. He probably during the summer months he goes and gets out a different car and takes it to spin to his office. I mean, and then what happens when he dies? What happens to that collection?
Oh, I'm sure they've got lawyers for that.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, there's no question about it. But you think about Rick Hendrick and you think about the wealth and how successful he has been in the sport of NASCAR. It is quite mind-boggling. When you think of his career and all that he's accomplished, all the great drivers that have driven for him, all the championships, all the race wins, all the trophies, and all the people that has worked for his organizations that's helped make him who he is today.
I was going to say, I've always think Rick, above and beyond business acumen, obviously pretty good eye for talent. Because you can't think of a lot of swings and misses that Hendrick Motorsports. Now, granted, yes, they've got the best equipment, and that helps make some drivers who they are. But you also you don't get Jimmy Johnson and Jeff Gordon on the same roster at the same time without having some brains and an eye for talent.
Yeah, no question. All right, it's time for us to take a break. I want to thank you all out there for joining us. Perhaps you're on your ride home or whatever you may be doing. We're here each and every Monday at 6 right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 105. We're in our 24th year of Racing Talk Radio, and we couldn't have done it without each of you. More NASCAR talk straight ahead after the break. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Spring is coming and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer my experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit @homechattanooga.com or find me on Facebook or Instagram. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Do you love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Buckle up and hang on with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr. Every Monday at 6 o'clock, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. And it's all-star time, Sean. Big win for Kyle Larson at Kansas, but no points this weekend, heading to North Wilkesboro for the all-star race. So, it's going to be fun. Always fun to tune in. Seems like when there's nothing on the line but some money, the guys take a few more chances. See, there'll be some beating and banging. We'll see what happens.
All right, got a piece of news in the world of NASCAR. Casey, if you think back over the years that we've done this show, oftentimes there is behind the scenes private proprietary business information that is always held private. For example, back when Brian France was a part of NASCAR and he got in all that trouble and was going through a divorce and got the DUI, there was things that were coming out in the court proceedings that reporters, the media, and just overall NASCAR fans we're always curious to find out the answers to, and that kind of stuff oftentimes leaks out. Well, it's been a curiosity among a lot of people outside the circle of the NASCAR ownership as to what a NASCAR charter was going for these days. A couple of weeks ago, a North Carolina Superior Court judge denied a preliminary injunction that Legacy Motor Club sought out to keep Rick Ware Racing from possibly selling the charter that Legacy Motor Club stated it purchased. Judge Smith noted that Legacy Motor Club purchased a charter from Rick Ware Racing roughly in the amount of what? What do you think that amount is?
$20 million.
$45 million.
That's crazy.
$45 million, which people in the media are claiming that makes it the highest price for a charter that anyone is aware of. The agreement calls for Rick Ware Racing to sell the charter number 36 currently used by the number 51 car of Cody Ware. However, Legacy Motor Club's attorney noted that the wording in the contract described the charter to be purchased as Charter 27, which also is owned by Rick Ware Racing, but is being leased currently to RFK Racing this year for the number 60 car of Ryan Priest. An attorney for Rick Ware Racing said 2 weeks after the agreement was signed that the two sides met at Las Vegas, where Legacy Motor Club offered to pay Rick Ware Racing $5 million more than the original purchase price to purchase Charter 27, so it would have three charter cars for next season. It was also noted in the court papers that RFK Racing has an agreement with Rick Ware Racing to lease Charter 36, the one being used by Cody Ware this year, next season. Teams are allowed to lease a charter once every 7 years.
So it's confusing. Obviously, Jimmy Johnson and Legacy wanted to buy a charter. They thought they bought a charter. There was some miscommunication. They get together. They offer even more money to get this deal done. And
Rick Ware Racing wants and to Rick pull Ware out.
Continues to want to pull out or renegotiate. Don't we have lawyers for this kind of thing? Aren't there terms and agreements?
Well, that's why it's in court. Struck? And there's attorneys that are working on it and being paid a lot of money. So yeah,
I feel like it's kind of black and white. Like, you sold this to me, I gave you money, it's now mine.
So now it's all tied up in court. But I guess one of the pieces of breaking news in this news story, and this was reported by the NBC Sports, is the fact that it was roughly $45 million to purchase this charter.
Who's backing Legacy right now? I know Jimmy Johnson's a bigger part of it, but
there's one or two investors.
Jimmy's not cutting $45 million checks.
No. And, you know, Richard Petty has a small minority stake in it, but there's either one or two large investors. I don't know who they are, but I feel certain that that's the situation there. I think Jimmy Johnson was brought in similar to a situation like Tony Stewart was with Gene Haas, and like what Brad Keselowski has been with Roush Fenway. You know, they bring in a top name, a big name, and of course, Jimmy Johnson being a big name, 7-time Cup champion, to have the name, the experience, the know-how to turn the organization around and to be able to attract sponsors.
Yeah.
Because as part of the sponsorships deal, as Richard Petty has always done, he's been able to land sponsors for his race cars that didn't perform well. But part of the sponsorship deal was that they had Richard.
Yeah, at least Richard will show up and tell you to shoot to dash, shoot to tars.
He'd do a photo, meet and greet appearances and all that kind of stuff. And even though he's been out of the sport for a long time, he's still probably NASCAR's most recognized
he's the king
celebrity that's ever lived.
How old is Richard Petty?
I think he's in his early 80s now.
87 years young.
Is he?
Okay. Yeah. That's a baby king. That's what all that clean living will get you right now, man. Wouldn't even have a beer sponsor on his car.
That's a little bit older than I thought he was. I was guessing 83, 84, but he's held up well. He still comes to the racetrack every week. Still looks good.
Still the king.
I mean, you got to hand it to him. He's living right. No question about it. All right, we're headed to North Wilkesboro this weekend. Have anything in that crystal ball?
Brad Keselowski, because, well, it wouldn't matter. If he's even qualified for the All-Star race, who knows?
You know,
normally we spend a good hour explaining how to get into the All-Star race.
Yeah, he should be because he's a past Cup champion.
Yeah, that's true. He's in.
Yeah,
that's about the only way he probably got in.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us. Want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. Whether or not you get to see the race this weekend or whether you don't, no worries. Either way, just join us on your way home next Monday right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 105. And we'll keep you up to date with everything in the world of NASCAR on and off the track. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great week.
This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Woodfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 105. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.